This is Dr. Mejia, the team for the patient Yolanda Carrion, medical records 149934, Derber 310, 2019-58, referring physician Dr. Jesus Picardo, procedure performed colonoscopy and EGD, secondary procedure biopsy, date of procedure May 18, 2022, indications abdominal pain, constipation. Possible diagnosis, impression 1, diffuse gastritis, number 2, transverse colon polyp paragraph. Deform insertion, second portion of the duodenum, for the EGD, cecum for the colonoscopy, complication non-immediate, medication, aspermonic anesthesia, care paragraph. Opera procedure, asper double template paragraph, findings, oropharynx appear normal paragraph, esophagus appear normal period, stomach test, diffuse erythema, antrum, body biopsy taken from H. pylori paragraph, duodenum D1, D2 appear normal, biopsies were taken from second portion of the duodenum, hula celiac disease paragraph. Colonoscopy findings and rectum internal hemorrhage grade 1 period. Sigma descending colon appear normal period paragraph. Manifestation appear normal period paragraph. Transverse colon, there's a diminutive polyp about 3 millimeters. Fail removal co-biopsy polypectomy period paragraph. Hepatic flexure appear normal period paragraph. Ascending colon cecum appear normal period paragraph. Recommendations 1, flow pathology reports. Number 2, anterior fluid measures. Number 3, avoid NSAIDs. Number 4, monitor clinically. Next number, high fiber diet. Next number, 5 is lumentation. Next number, patient need a repeat colonoscopy. In 5 years, she's to follow up in G office in 3 to 4 weeks period.